Lawmakers and educators in New Mexico have been talking about the achievement gap in public schools for years and trying to figure out how to close it. Testimony in a landmark education trial underway in Santa Fe touched on early childhood education programs this week. The lawsuit says they're crucial to making sure students of color, children from families with low incomes, and English language learners succeed. But those programs aren't widely available. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco reports.
When kids get a high-quality education before they even get to kindergarten, they have better reading and math skills, they're more successful in school overall, and more likely to graduate and go to college, according to the state's public education department. Arlene Portillo began looking for some kind of early school for her son because he started reading very young.
Looking for a pre-K was hard for me here in New Mexico. You know, you have to really look into it. Most of the places charge you for it.
She persisted and managed to get him a spot at La Promesa, which is an early learning charter school and has a lottery process for admission.
He loves school. Being in pre-K helped him be more social. It's just a big impact on him, and I saw it in a positive way. It's one of the best decisions I've done as a mother, as a parent.
Parents in New Mexico looking to give their child that boost have likely got only a couple of options. Get one of the limited free slots in a public pre-K program or charter school, or enroll them in a private program and pay hundreds of dollars each month out of pocket. Some tuitions even rival in-state college tuition.
A parent might think twice of taking their children and either pay those bills or take my child to early education.
Through La Promesa, Portillo got hooked up with Abriendo Puertas, which helps parents become better advocates for their kids as they make their way through the public education system. Now she's a facilitator there.
Every child should have the opportunity of being in early education. Every child, every family.
School districts have to apply to the state for grants to create public free pre-K programs, according to the lawsuit filed by the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty and the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund. More than two-thirds of the districts don't have free pre-K seats, and the ones that do don't have anywhere near enough.
It's very inequitable because oftentimes the children who need it in rural communities, families who can't afford it, who need it the most, are not getting access to those programs.
Jessa Bunker is the public policy advocate with Catholic Health Initiative St. Joseph's Children.
We have huge disparities between white students compared to students of color and their access to these programs.
She says high-quality early childhood education is key to breaking the cycle of poverty here. New Mexico has been working to expand early childhood education, and according to PED spokesperson Lida Alicani, enrollments nearly doubled. According to last year's numbers from the state, only about 29% of 3- and 4-year-olds are enrolled in public pre-K. Mayra Acevedo works with Partnership for Community Action, a nonprofit in the South Valley of Albuquerque.
Everybody wants their child to be successful. Nobody wants their child to not finish high school.
Even though times are tight, the state can find the money to make early childhood education equitable in New Mexico, Acevedo says, by tapping the fund that oil and gas companies pay into.
Our state is one in the nation with a fund that can save our children, but we refuse.
The House voted earlier this year to spend 1% more of that fund to expand early childhood ed, but a Senate committee killed the measure. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit are hoping to change the way education is funded and delivered in the state. The trial is slated to last 2 more months. We'll continue coverage of this broad education lawsuit in the coming weeks. Find a map of early childhood education centers and their quality rankings, along with pre-K schools around the state, at KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.